Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Real quick video about the mojo crippling habit that can suck the wind out of your sails. It's the number one killer of mojo. I want to talk about it quickly in this video. I'm here by my wood pile because I was reminded of this habit again today. I'm going to tell you what the habit is. First of all, the habit that is the mojo crippling habit that most guys do is comparing yourself to other people. So today I woke up and I felt like everybody in the neighborhood's got their firewood up. Everybody's more productive. Everybody's more efficient. Everyone's a better planner. Everyone's got their shit together but me, right? So I made a plan. I had a bunch of stuff out on the property and finally got the truck together and the girlfriend, and we went out and we got a couple cords of wood picked up and stacked here. And I feel good about it, but I'll tell you what, I had some shame this morning thinking that once again, another weekend's going by, getting close to winter. Everybody else seems to have all their wood now and I don't. So I was doing that thing. I was doing that, comparing myself to other people's version of success and other people's version of happiness. This is what I want to talk about in this video. This cripples us. It sucks the wind out of our sails. It makes us feel inadequate. We compare ourselves to movie stars and to videos and to movies and TV, even porn. We use women. We use that gauge of, does she love me or does she love me not? I've talked to guys about this before. It's that one gauge on your dashboard that's got her face in the middle of it and a needle that goes, she loves me or she loves me not. And you know you're having a crappy day if she loves you not. And it's a good day if she loves you. We got to get rid of that gauge. What is the answer to comparing yourself to other people? What is the answer to that lingering feeling of uneasiness, that indecision, the uncertainty we have about who we are? And why do we keep looking beyond ourselves for evidence? Why can't we look inside? Inside ourselves is an internal gauge. It's a gauge that we own. We get to define the units of measure on what success and happiness is for us. It's a hard gauge to create. It's a hard gauge to calibrate. And this is what I do for men. I help them calibrate their gauge by answering questions like, who am I? What do I stand for? What do I believe in? What's a boundary? What am I willing to defend? Where am I going in life? And this is a question my coach asks me a lot. I have a coach who likes to beat me up with this question. What is the vision of your future that is so powerful it almost makes you want to cry? And I cringe every time he asks me that question. I go, do I really have to have an answer for this question? Well, yeah, I'm supposed to think about it. I don't always have a great answer every morning I wake up, but I do have a clear vision of what I want to do when I grow up. Part of it sitting here on the ground with a pile of wood talking to you about this being a process. There are no clear answers that are going to change your life tomorrow. What I want you to know is that this is a process of calibrating your gauge, answering those questions about who you are and what you believe in and what you stand for. And what do you want out of life? What do you expect of yourself when nobody's watching? What do you want for yourself? These are questions we answer. And part of the corrective action here when we find ourselves calibrating against other people is to stop doing that. First of all, just see yourself doing it and call yourself out when you see yourself saying, gosh, I wish I had what he had. I wish my life was like that. I even did it today saying, I wish in the winter I lived by the beach, but that's got its downfalls too. So I'm having beach envy lately. We have to stop doing that. I caught myself doing it today and somebody reminded me, man, you don't have it so bad up here on the mountain, really. Chill out. The other thing we have to do is start hanging around better people. One thing I know about me and my life is that I had a period in my life where I wasn't hanging around people who inspired me, people who energized me, people who encouraged me and supported me and energized me. And that's what I want for you. And so here's the shameless sales pitch that goes with this video. One thing I do for me, and then I do it for you, is have retreats. I have these retreats because I get to stop comparing myself to everyone else in the world, and I get to meet vulnerable, compassionate, smart, talented men who support me and let me support them. I get to hang around people who are talented, people who want to be open-hearted and honest about what they believe in. These are guys who want to do this work and they want to challenge me back. So I do these retreats so I can become get in the process of working with other men to challenge me to get rid of this whole comparison thing and start challenging us to get clear on those answers. Who am I? What do I want? Where am I going? And so I want you to come to this retreat. You can see below this video a link to go check out the page for it. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. This is to get together and really open your heart and start answering those questions that help you calibrate that gauge. I want to see you there. I want to meet you. I want to talk to you. I care about you. And so just put yourself out there. Take the first step. Do whatever it takes to get out of the rut you're in, if you think you're in one. Thanks for watching. Sun's going down. I got to get out of here. So take care. Bye-bye.